What is sleep? And what is waking? Am I awake? Or I'm only awake when there is a crisis, when there is a shock, when there is a challenge, when there is an incident. Death, discard, failure. Before, or am I awake all the time? In waking, during the daytime. So what is it to be awake?
You following, sir? Yes, I am. I am. Since you're saying meditation must permeate, obviously to be awake cannot be episodic.
That's it.
Cannot
be episodic. Cannot be something stimulating.
Can't be described as peak experiences.
No, no. Any form of stimulation, external or internal, only implies that you are asleep and you need a stimulant, whether it's coffee, sex, or a tranquilizer, or keep you awake.
Have a shock to go to sleep and have a shock to wake up.
And in my inquiry, I'm asking, am I awake? What does it mean to be awake? Not awake to what is happening politically, economically, socially. That's obvious. But awake, what does it mean? I am not awake if I have any burden. Right, sir? There is no sense of being awake where there is any kind of fear. If I live in illusion, there is no fear. If my actions are neurotic, there is no state of being awake. So, I've inquired. And I can only inquire by becoming very sensitive to what's happening in me outside. So, is the mind aware during the day completely what is happening inside, outside of me?
Upon every instant.
Then that's it.
Yes.
Otherwise, I'm not awake. Yes. So, in asking an inquiry, what is sleep, I must also ask, what is to be awake?
Of course.
Am I awake, or is the past so alive that is dictating my life in the present? Therefore, I'm asleep.
Would you say that again? That's very important. I
don't know how I put it differently. Am I awake? Is my mind burdened with the past, and therefore bearing a burden, I'm not awake.
Not
in
awake
the present.
In the present, exactly.
Not awake as I'm talking.
That's right.
As I'm talking from the background of my past, of my experience, of my failures, my hurts, my depressions. Therefore, the past is dominating and putting me to sleep now.
It's a narcotic.
Narcotic. Therefore, what am I to do with the past? You follow, sir?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Past is necessary.
Of course. It's the whole field of knowledge.
Knowledge. Past is necessary. But when the past covers the present, then I am asleep. So, is it possible to know what the past is and not let it overflow into the present? That question and the reality of it brings its own discipline. Therefore, I say, yes, I know what it means. I can live. I can keep awake totally and widely and yet operate in the field of knowledge. So there is no contradiction. I don't know if I'm conveying it.
Oh, you are. You are.
So it is. The both are moving in harmony. There's no one that does lag behind the other. One doesn't contradict the other. It's balance.
Well, what I'm seeing here, if I'm following correctly, is on the one hand we have knowledge and the grasp of its necessity with respect to know-how in practical affairs. On the other hand, we have seeing, understanding. And the act of meditation is the nexus between them, so that there is no interruption of flow in the activity of understanding and knowing.
That is part of meditation.
Of course. Yes.
Now see what's taking place. Then what is sleep? I've understood now what it means to be awake. That means I'm watching. I'm aware. I'm aware without any choice, choiceless awareness, watching, looking, observing, hearing, What is going on? What's going on outside? What people tell me, whether they flatter me, they insult me, I'm watching. So I'm very aware. Now, what is sleep? I know what is sleep. Resting, shutting your eyes, going to bed at 9 or 10 or later. What is sleep? And in sleep, dreams. What are dreams? I don't know what the others say. I'm not interested in the others. You follow? I want to, because my inquiry is to find out whether meditation covers the whole field of life, not just one segment.
My inquiry is from the point where I say, I don't know.
I don't know. That's right. So I proceed. I dream. There are dreams. Yes. What are dreams? Why should I dream? So I find out why I dream. What are dreams? Dreams are the continuation of my daily sleep. Which is, I haven't understood. See what is taking place, sir. I haven't understood my daily life. I haven't watched my daily life. My daily life is in disorder. So I go to sleep, and the disorder continues. And the brain says, I must have order. Otherwise, it can't function. So, if the mind doesn't put order during the day, brain tries to bring order during the night. I don't feel
through the dream.
Through the dreams, through intimations. Whenever I say, yes, I have a certain feeling, this must be done. So, see what takes place. When the mind is awake during the day, it has order. It establishes order. In the order, in the sense we've discussed previously.
Yes, in that sense of order.
Order, which comes out of the understanding of disorder. The negation of disorder is order. Not the following of a blueprint.
No.
Or a pattern, or that's disorder. So, during the day, the mind, the brain has established order. So, when I sleep, the brain isn't working out how to establish order in itself in order to be secure. Therefore, the brain becomes resting.
I see.
Therefore, the brain becomes quiet, sleeps without dreams. It may have a superficial dream, and when you eat wrongly, or, you know, all that kind of thing. But that I'm not talking. So, when the sleep means regeneration of the brain. I don't know.
Yes, I do. I wonder if I could ask you a question about dreams here that might introduce a distinction between dreams in terms of their nature. Sometimes we report that we've had a dream which points to a future event. That's entirely different from what you're talking about.
So I think that we can understand that very simply. You know, the other day, we walked high up in the hills in Indiana. There was a river flowing down below. And two boats were coming the opposite direction. And you knew where they were going to meet.
Of course.
When you go high enough, you see the boats coming together at a precise point.
But that's very objective. That has nothing to do with subjective unfinished business, which is the other thing you were talking about.
Right.
Yes, I quite see. I quite see. What an amazing thing it would be to have all your business done and go to sleep, and if order should present you with an understanding,
of course,
then the understanding never stops from waking through sleep.
Sleep, that's right.
Yes, of course, of course. Marvelous.
So you see, that way the brain is regenerated, keeps young, no conflict. Conflict wears off.
Yes.
Sleep means not only order, rejuvenation, innocence, but also there are, in sleep, there are states in which there is absolutely freedom to inquire, to see into something that you have never seen with your eyes, physical eyes.